Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk
Ew.
about you and me. Let's
Let's
talk
talk
about
about all
all
the
the
good
good things
things and
and the
bad
bad
things
things
that
that
may
may
be.
be. And welcome, everybody, to the Bad Advice Show. I am your lovely host, Gordon Baker Bone, hailing from the gorgeous, shitty cities of Newark, New Jersey. But to my left, hailing from parts you don't know about with a guitar in hand. You know him, you love him. Put your hands together for Sir Rome Russell, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming back to the Bad Advice Show.
And to my right, hailing from New Orleans, the place where you can get po' boys and booty holes. I had nothing else. I had nothing else. I'm sorry, Mel.
Po' boys and
Give
booty
it up for
holes?
Mel, everybody.
I think you can get po' boys and po' boys.
Yeah, you can get po' boys and po' boys.
All
All
right.
right.
I'll allow it, I guess.
All right. We got that out of the way. Hey, it's just the three of us today. So
You.
let's get wild this evening.
Let's do it.
I was telling Jerome, I'm a slut.
You look like you just finished fucking. Let's just put it out there.
Why? Wait,
I don't know.
what?
You just have that. You just have that. I just got some ass look.
I always look like I got some ass look. Everybody,
No, we work with you
no.
every you, no, we see you regularly. I see you at least twice a week.
This
This
nigga
nigga is on here like
look
I
loosey goosey.
don't.
Do I look like fresh off ass?
You look
Do
freshly fucked, my nigga. I'm very sorry to tell you.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
you look like you just reached the mountaintop and you came back down to see what we was up
I guess
to.
I'll see what the regular nigga's doing.
Hey, look. I'm not gonna give away all my secrets,
You don't have to tell
but
your
yeah.
business. We being inappropriate. It's okay.
Yeah. I was having a good time. I live my life. I do what I do. Yeah. Wait. I know y'all be fucking too. Well, Saram, I know you be fucking. But Mel, I know you be fucking too.
What?
What sound was that? What sound was that, Mel?
Not as much as I like. I haven't really been seeing anybody lately. I haven't really been feeling it.
Okay.
I
All
haven't
right.
really been like I haven't really been vibing with anybody like that.
All right. Well, we ain't.
I feel like mine was a lot of kids joke. I felt like that's what that was.
Oh, it definitely was. I'm sorry if you didn't Yeah.
get that, because I got
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I thought that what that was.
You're right.
Sorry. I'm sorry,
And if it
Jerome. I'm
wasn't, it is
sorry.
now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jerome. Yes, it was. And for those that's listening, just like wait, was that a good joke? Yes. I mean, like, how do you do it? Oh, damn. Yeah, y'all want some dirt? I'll give y'all some dirt. I've been messing around.
You've been
So
messing
that's
around.
why. Yeah, that's why I look so sexy. Sarom, don't laugh at me.
I
Sarom, why are
can't
you
help
laughing
it.
at me?
Because,
What?
all right, let me say this first. To the Bad Advice Show family that's listening to us right now, we are eventually going to bring you live, not live, but recorded video of our podcast, so you can see our faces and see our reactions and see our laughs and all that other shit. But what we have to do, if we have to discern whether or not this nigga has reached his pinnacle 45 minutes to an hour before he got on the Oh
screen,
my
because
God, he putting down, he time stamping it.
yeah,
I'm
he
time stamping
time
it.
stamped it.
Because
Yeah,
right
he
now,
time
this nigga's
stamped
in
it.
a robe looking dewy,
He looks
like very
damp.
dewy, I
Yo,
gotta say. He
don't
looks
bring,
damp.
up my robe, okay? Like, I love my robe. It's getting cold. I'm in the
But
Northeast.
you always be
This,
looking like Isaac Hayes when we record. So that's just kind of
oh,
like,
yeah.
I love it.
Didn't Isaac Yeah.
Hayes look like he just got finished fucking All the
and every
time.
time?
All the time.
I Saron, Mel, I both appreciate y'all. But like, come on, leave my robe out of this. All right, leave my
No,
luxury
I can't.
stance out of his.
I can't leave your robe out of it It's
because your
part of the
robe.
experience.
Exactly, Mel.
I love to leave it out of it. Don't leave his dick out of it, but don't touch the robe.
Why y'all gotta bring up the robe? The robe is my Big Lebowski. I'm
It's
like,
part of it.
I like to walk around like Big Lebowski. I ain't like literally, I really feel like I'm the black Big Lebowski. I walk around like Lebowski all the time. I just got a drink in my hand. I'm just like, hey dudes, what's going on?
You're the dude.
I am the dude. I am the dude. Mel, you know I'm the dude. We talk every day.
You are the
Like, you
dude.
know. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you have qualities of the dude. That's true.
Thank
I've never
you.
even seen the movie, and I know you're the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've seen like pictures though, right? You've seen like pictures
I've
of
seen
you.
pictures. I don't know who it is. But you know, like the only reason I haven't seen the Big Lebowski is because that's when my mama was banned from the video rental place. So I didn't see none of that shit in the 90s. What? I feel like you're judging me.
I'm holding
No,
back a
not that,
scream
that.
because
Yeah,
I'm never ready.
yes. We're all, you know what? Mel said it best. Because, like, we literally let you give the give you the lane. And we just, like, all right. All right. Do we touch that lane? No, we're not going to touch
I don't know. I don't be knowing how to follow up. I don't know what to do
Why?
after that. Like
All
I
right.
don't be knowing how to respond.
All right. So, this is a bad advice show. Hey everybody, how's everybody doing this evening? I'm gonna start off like this. So we've been having a good weekend. There's no guests this weekend, so let's get to know each other.
Okay.
All
What
right.
does the what do you think if we was to sit down and think about it? What do you think the Bad Advice Show family wants to know about us individually?
Individually?
Yeah,
Well.
not on no shady gossip shit, but just like something they would need to know.
Well, I'm gonna say this. It's my niece's birthday, so we did our niece's birthday today. Happy birthday to Malia.
Happy birthday, niece.
No one else.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we're gonna get some birthday shout outs. Yeah. Did you guys?
Nigga, you on shrooms?
Yes, I am on shrooms.
Okay.
I'm not myself
Okay.
this evening. Mel,
Okay. See, y'all,
Mel.
yeah. Now, see, me and Mel can see it. The audience can't see it.
Yeah, the audience can't see it. Oh my God. You know what? I'm gonna take a step back from this episode for like 2 minutes and let you
All right,
guys
man, let's
run
talk
the
amongst
show.
ourselves. This nigga licking the
Discuss.
microphone. Nigga licking the microphone and looking at colors.
He really
So,
is. He tasting
yeah.
sounds.
Yeah. So, Mel, something
Yes.
that I think that the Bad Advice Show family should know about me is that I am scared of things. I am a big, scary dude to look at. Would you agree?
What is your Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Well, to me, no, but that's because I grew up around big country niggas. So
Yeah.
I know y'all scared of women. So it don't, you know.
We should come back to that because that is very true.
Yeah, I
That
know
is
that for a
very
fact.
true.
But
I know niggas that are straight up goddamn beasts and killers who are scared of women.
yeah.
But I do have my fears. One of my fears being heights. And I was talking about this earlier today with somebody else. Can't fuck with them, Mel. Can't fuck with them.
So, how did that work being in the military and you have to be in planes to get to where you're going? They had to sedate you like Mr. T and like B.A. Baracus.
Yeah, they had to put some barbiturates in my milk. No, well, the times that I went, I mostly went on a boat, which also goes into my second fear, which is large open water.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold up. Your fear is large open water and you join the Marines?
Yeah, I wouldn't think about that.
There are
I
other
didn't
branches of
really.
the military you could have joined.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know the Marine meant aquatic. I didn't know that part.
Was that just like the closest branch to you?
No, it wasn't the closest branch to me. It was the most trustworthy. My cousin had been a Marine before
Okay.
me,
Okay.
and then the recruiters that came to they came to the school because this is a poor black school, so we have the military is up and through there because that's where they get their people.
Right.
And the Marine Corps recruiter was the most trustworthy out of the four recruiters.
That's saying something.
Yeah. The Army dude was there trying to holler at seniors and juniors. You know what I'm saying? He was a nasty nigga.
Oh, like trying to. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to holler at. Yeah.
So, I really try not to say anything ever when I'm like, yo, you really that country dude. You're the most country motherfucker I've ever met in my life.
The nigga is
and
from
I
a
love
place
it.
Called Americus.
I know, Mel, but like sometimes, like I don't want to bring that up because I believe my brother in arms is just he's I feel like he's just like me. I feel like he's just like you too. Wait,
no,
all right.
No, Gordon, no.
Wait,
like not at all. Like we all love each other, but I'm so different.
We're
like,
very different. We're all very
yeah.
different people.
Yeah.
Very different experiences.
I listen, I know you country as hell. Like, as you told me the story about how you had to drive through fire on the back of a pickup truck because people were cropping and did not know how to do it the right way.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to even say that. Cause like I'm here with my brother and like we're having a good time.
But it's not necessarily like to call somebody country if they're country is not necessarily a bad thing unless
it's not a bad
you
thing.
Make it a bad thing.
Yeah, and
like
I think you just
we can hear him and know that he's country.
Yeah. It's okay, Gordon. I think you just realize that every 6 months you're like, wow, this nigga is quite country.
Yeah. I do. Every 6 months, I do. Like I try to. You know what? I'm sorry. I need to apologize because like three of us when we talk, like I forget that Mel's from New Orleans, and I
Oh my
forget
God.
that you from America's Georgia.
I'm not
Like
even
yeah,
from there. I'm from outside of the town. I'm from. I don't know.
You from
I'm not.
Outside of.
You outside of
you
this
from the
small
outskirts
town?
of a small town?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Mel. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm from
Nigga,
the
are you a
outskirts of
country
the town.
guru?
I had to drive into town.
Americus was the town you had to drive into?
Yes.
Leave me alone.
Thank you.
A town
Thank
of 3,000.
Oh my
10,
God,
000,
that's the big
old.
City.
That's the big city.
That's
America's was the
wild.
Big city.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Good Lord.
I have no idea what people want to know about me because I'm a big oversharer in general.
No. Are you, Mel?
I overshare, but I don't.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'm a mistress of illusion.
I like that. I like mistress of illusion. You think you know me, but you really
but
don't.
You don't.
I like it.
You know what? I'm going to give you guys a topic that I had to go through. And I want you guys' opinion. Because, like, I'm so
hey, Mel.
Weird.
Hey, let me, hold on. One second, Gordon. Hey, Mel,
I'm scared.
Bodily fluids? Yeah, I was going to ask you, were you scared? Bodily fluids or criminal activity? What's your bet?
The bet for what?
What are you about to say?
I think it's going to be bodily fluids.
Okay. All right. Go.
Go
Continue
ahead.
Going.
Okay. So yesterday I had to do a private show at a wealthy person's.
Money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private
dancer.
Dancer
Go ahead.
For money. And then the whole music will do.
Fuck you both. So
private show, tell me.
The other day I got booked for a private show at a house that didn't give me the address until 24 hours before this show, which made me realize I should have charged these niggas 10 times more.
Can I tell you this? So he calls
Go
me
for
from
it.
This show, right, Saron? He calls me right before he goes on.
Okay.
And he explains it to me. So I don't hear from him for a couple of hours. So now I'm like, I wonder if the motherfuckers was stirring teacups in there. Now I gotta check on my friend.
And not yet.
Texted him, and that motherfucker did not text me back till this morning. But
So
I
you
suck
don't
as a
know.
friend because I sent the text and I went right to bed. So it wasn't even like it kept me up at night. I'm like, oh, y'all right, nigga?
Hope everything works out for you going to sleep.
Thoughts and prayers, baby.
So Rome, the only reason I didn't text you because like I know you do private shows. You've been to these type of ordeals that I've been through. And like I didn't want support. I just wanted someone to complain to. And Mel is my homie. And like I just want people to commiserate with me at certain points. And
I
I
understand.
it was Sarome. Like Sarome and Mel, you need to hear me. I walked in this house, they had a TV that looked like it belonged in a stadium.
Surprise,
So
70-inch
like
screen TV.
70 inches or more of screen.
Oh,
Oh,
more than
no.
70 inches.
Way more than 70 inches for a stadium.
Way more than 70 inches. Like 70 inches would be our house. This was a TV. This was
This was a capital letter
So we're
TV.
talking like, are we talking stadium or arena? Are we talking like booty hole or Smoothie King?
Oh, booty hole, definitely.
Hey, can we not? They lost today. Can we not?
Everybody
No,
lost today.
you I know you're a Falcons fan. Yeah,
Now,
you
I'm not a fan. I am an affiliate. Fans
I
get
mean,
hurt.
the Saints
Fans
blew
get
a
hurt. I don't
17-point
give a fuck.
lead. So
You're affiliate of a stadium that has a booty hole and a huge ass TV. Come on, it's all right.
it's okay.
It's for the Mel, fuck you for telling me that. Cause like I can't look at it. Like literally, I tried my best, Mel.
So here's my question.
Go for it.
When you watch it open, do you hear the transformer sound?
I'm not doing this with you, Mel.
You are. You're
Hey,
lying.
we're off track again. Back to this weird ass Adam
Back to
family house
this.
with the huge TV.
Back to you
So,
being in Get Out. Are you
yes.
even Gordon right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't feel myself at all.
Oh,
Because,
they
like,
gave that nigga some tea mail.
is there a white man inhabiting your body?
no, I don't think so.
Eh.
I don't believe so. But, like,
Tell him check your medulla oblongata.
So I got to the show. You know what? Fuck you, Mel. So I did the show, and as I did the show, it was white as shit. It was no black people besides the other black folk that were catering the show, and that's who I bonded with the whole night.
So you have to, because that's weird.
Yeah.
You don't have any black friends?
Whenever I go anywhere, I play look for the black people.
Yes.
Well, as soon as
Whole
I walked,
Foods, Trader Joe's.
well, I go to Whole Foods in New Orleans, so it's always some black folks in there.
wait,
I go
what?
in DC, so.
Oh, so Rome, you just lost. You just walking for hours, huh?
Oh yeah, I'll be in that motherfucker getting hungry 2 times.
Yeah, no, as soon as I walk in, bam, black folks.
Mel, you're gonna be mad at me. I did not know that y'all had Whole Foods down there.
Why? It's a chain.
I know that, but it's also New Orleans.
We have like three Whole Foods down here.
You got three?
Yeah.
So what's the dish y'all give out for people? What's y'all specialty dish?
What you mean?
Like every Whole Foods has a specialty dish.
I don't know.
Like, wait, what?
Like you talking about at the high bar?
Yeah.
I don't really go to the high bar. I go to the Olive Bar.
Oh, I didn't know you was an
Girl
Olive
dinner.
Barman.
Girl dinner.
Oh my God. Wait, Mel, are
No,
you a girl?
you cannot eat 13 olives and call that dinner.
You cannot eat 13 olives and call it dinner.
Oh, God damn.
I'm
No,
so
I do it.
mad.
I make it I have other things. Like when I do girl dinner with olives is like a part of it, and I have mushrooms and I have cheese and I have crackers and I have fruit.
Okay.
And
Mel.
I'll usually
Mel.
do like smoked salmon with it or something like that.
Mel.
A sodium nightmare, but yeah.
Yeah. Go and join me over here on the side.
Okay. Hey. Hey,
Yeah,
listen.
we gotta get Mel some real food. You hear me?
We got to, cause like
I need
nigga, like
supervision.
no. Hey, Mel.
What?
Just skirt to the left. It's wrong. We gotta help
Yeah.
Mel. She
Yeah,
can't
we
be
gotta.
eating. She can't be eating girl dinners. This girl dinner
No.
shit is bullshit. It's bullshit.
It's not, ain't no
Yesterday,
vitamins. Ain't
she
no
needs some
vitamins.
real protein. Huh? What, Mel?
What? Yesterday it was like 8:30, and I was like, I should probably have something other than candy corn. I don't know.
Oh, you were eating
Yeah,
candy
man.
corn, Mel?
I
Oh,
had.
man, you. Hey, Sarone. Mel was eating candy corn. Hey, Sarone, to the left. Sarone,
Good. Yeah.
nigga, she eating candy corn.
Right. What are we
Like,
doing here? What are we doing?
nigga, we trying our best. But, like nigga, she can't just be eating candy corn. That's our homie. Like, we can't have her just eating these girl dinner shits. These girl
How
dinner shits.
are we supposed to get, you know what we got to do? We got to get this
What?
candy corn and somehow take it from her.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, one
Hey,
of us has to distract her. Mel.
Mel.
Hi.
Hey,
Hey,
what?
could you send Gordon all the candy corn that you have?
Please, I'll send you my address.
I'm out of candy corn. I just have
You
food now.
out of it?
I have real
You
food.
out
I'm
of
out.
it?
I promise. I'm out. I mean, it's because I ate the whole bag, but don't
God
focus
damn
on
it.
that.
What's wrong? She's not out of candy corn. She has candy corn. She starts candy corn.
Out of. It's only my
So
second bag of the season. I don't know if that makes it better.
my nigga, did you just say your second bag?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
We didn't even hit the spooky month.
Right.
I'm out of control. I know this.
Why
Out of
are
control.
you eating candy corn, Mel?
This delicious.
Hey, we should talk
But I
about that
did.
too.
I ended up actually having tuna steak and jasmine rice and spinach. So I had a healthy dinner.
Oh, so that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It was
Sounds good.
really delicious.
Yeah,
Mel,
that
how
sounds
long?
good.
Mel, how long ago was that from the candy corn?
Huh?
How? Never mind. Yep, I
Anyway.
got my answer.
Hey, speaking of, we brought up a good point, and we should talk about this because we need to get prepared earlier. Spooky month is coming. Oh, do y'all consider us already in spooky season?
It's spooky season, I think. It's spooky season for
No.
me.
No, it's not. I'm an advocate against spooky season
So
right
you
now.
think you're gonna take my candy corn and stop me from being spooky?
Well, Mel, you already ate
You
it,
gotta make a
so
choice.
no.
What's more important?
What's more important? You know what, Mel, you might be right.
See?
Yeah,
You
spooky
can't fight every
season.
battle. I'm gonna win some of them.
Yeah, I
So I'm gonna
know.
either win candy corn for dinner or I'm gonna win spooky season. I'll
All
let you work it
right.
out, but that's what's on the table.
Can we agree that September is too early for spooky season?
No.
I don't know. I don't know because we got that crisp, you got that crisp fall air coming
If I could get
in.
away with it, I'd let it start in August.
Oh, so you
It's too
guys are
hot.
all on.
That's only is it too hot, Mel? You
I
can't put on
mean,
no costume in
so
August.
me being in New Orleans, it makes no difference because it's still hot.
That's true.
Yeah. It's still like 90 degrees around there. But
Like my
like
air
if you
conditioner is still cranking, okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mine is off up
Oh
here in
no, baby, I
Maryland.
wish. Now that is
Yeah.
one thing that I do miss about living like Northeast Mid-Atlantic this time of year. My electric bill is very sexy because it's still you still have a good amount of daylight, so I don't have to run my lights all day. AC is just off. I could get away with a fan. Like that is absolutely where it wins.
All right.
No days
So
off in New Orleans. No.
your air conditioner is still on. What's wrong? Is your air conditioner still
It's
bumping?
off. I'm off. I'm good, baby. We had a tropical storm come through. It is 60 degrees.
So all the children wearing hoodies around there?
Close. I go and cover them up in the middle of the night because they kick their covers off.
These
Yo.
children will be wearing winter clothes. They don't dress seasonally appropriate anymore.
Never.
First of all, they just run into the car. It's not like they outside.
Yeah, they're not playing like we were.
So you're like, y'all my homies with kids, and like, I don't understand the kid thing, but you guys have a better understanding of it. How do you keep these little offsprings from getting colds and shit?
You don't?
Say what?
I mean, that mask is damn near duct tape to their head, so that helps a lot. So we still mask them up in school, but as far as like keeping them from colds, especially pre-COVID, you just couldn't. They would leave the house okay and come back with a green snotty nose
and one bring day. It back to you.
One day,
I'll never forget. I was in the clinic to get shots for the kids, and of course, I raised kids pre-COVID, so masking and all of that wasn't.
Yeah, you know. I got you.
We're getting shots, and there was this playhouse that all the kids would play in at the pediatrician's office. And Tyson had made a friend, and the little girl sneezed in her hand, and you could tell it had a package. And the first thing my child did was grab her hand and say, "Come on, let's go." And I was like, "We about to be right back in this motherfucker." And sure enough, the next week we was in there for antibiotics.
She said she had a package in her hand.
It definitely, that sneeze had luggage.
Hot shot. WMD. She was like them boys on the wire. Hot shot, WMD.
That sneeze had the luggage Beyonce made Farrah leave.
Oh, Lord.
Can I talk about that? Can I talk about that a little bit?
Yes, please.
Beyonce
do.
Had her concert, her first concert. She's got another one. We're recording on Sunday. She's got another one tonight, but her first concert was on Saturday. What was that? September 23rd. Latavia and Latoya were there.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcement is all five members of Destiny's Child were there. And I love how we just act like Farrah didn't happen.
Oh.
Whenever they talk about all the members of Destiny's Child, none for Gretchen Wieners is grammatically understood.
Yeah.
Listen, forgive me. What
did she say to get herself excommunicated?
I don't know, but it had to be rough. And then I feel like she still was like talking shit on YouTube a little bit where the other girls were over it. But she didn't even stay long enough to be on an album. She was just in a video. Mm-hmm. She really? Didn't make it to the next album. No, because the original four recorded The Writings on the Wall.
Okay.
And then it was DC3 on Survivor.
Hmm. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. I didn't like I was gonna ask these questions, but you filled me in already.
Oh, let me tell you, I know my Beyonce history.
So she definitely said something that got her excommunicado.
She said something to the point that they were sending her home, and she said, "I have to get my luggage." And Beyonce was like, "It's better that you get home and we just send your luggage than you miss your flight."
Oh, wow.
Because you got to make this flight.
Oh, wow.
You got to get out of here.
But you know how it is. Like, okay, have you ever been in, like, you've been in a relationship that just went to shit? And the person that comes right after it, as soon as they get on the bullshit, you're like, "Oh, no, I'm not doing this again." And they don't even get to relationship status. You just like, "Oh, no." You've never had that happen?
Yeah.
Well, like the person immediately afterward, you have that express relationship?
Yeah.
Well,
that's never happened to you?
So, no. My exes are different.
I'm not even talking about an ex. They didn't even make it to the ex. Talking about people who didn't even make it to the album.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. That this is why I don't want to. My exes are different.
They might be listening to what he's saying.
Yeah, they definitely. That's why I'm trying to be coy. Yeah, but you're right. But yeah,
I don't think my exes listen to my podcast.
All our exes listen to this podcast.
I doubt
what am I doing? Serious. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? All right. Yes.
I don't think my exes are that invested in what I'm doing. I just don't believe that.
I hope
you
so.
Never know. An ex is an ex for a reason, and they do weird shit.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I guess. I just can't see it. Because they're an ex for a reason. Like, they're my ex for a reason, but I'm also their ex for a reason. If you broke up with me to follow me and see what I'm doing, you're a fucking weirdo.
Yo, how do you deal?
What?
Yeah, how do you deal with that, though?
How do I deal with what?
Exes watching you.
I don't
know what you can do. Like, you're saying they make themselves known, or they try to keep it on the low?
There's no way of watching somebody and keeping it on low. Like, if I see you, I see you, baby. Like, you be watching my stories. You be in my DMs. I see you, baby. I like it. But I ain't gonna contact you. That's how I be.
I break contact, though. Like, I be blocking niggas. I don't do the once we break up. Now, if we're on the... So there are two things. There's like the on again, off again before the breakup.
Yes.
Now that I'd be into that shit. But once we actually break up.
Okay, wait. Before you get into that, can you explain the on again, off again? So people,
you know how it is. Like, you break, you quote unquote break up, but you're still talking every day. You're still doing all the relationship shit. You're still feeling weird about them, like, moving around, moving on, or whatever. You still got that, like, attachment. You still know what they're doing. They still know what you're doing. You still, like, texting them and shit. There's that. And then you might accidentally fuck a couple of times. Like, that kind of thing. So that's on again, off.
Wait a minute. Wait.
You've never accidentally fucked your fake ex? Fucked it.
Of course he has. Yes. Shut up, nigga. Yes. I'm not gonna let you tell this lie.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, I've definitely had sex with all, but please don't judge me. Everyone step back. I have had sex with all my exes. Go.
Wow. Mel, you surprised?
No,
me neither. What the fuck are you apologizing for?
Okay.
When y'all for real, after you severed contact, or do you just never sever contact?
No, we men. Sever contact.
No. But hold on, before you tell a lie, men don't. When women shut that door is shut.
Okay.
They shut the door like on the Indiana Jones movie. The goddamn slab comes down and you can't get out no more.
I mean, and like for me, my reason is I've probably moved on to either something else or someone else. Uh-huh. And why am I going to bring drama to our relationship with a nigga who couldn't cut it?
Mel, I'm gonna tell you something, and please don't ever bring this up again. All my exes say the same thing. I know we broke up, but you still my boyfriend. And then they walk away.
Yeah, I don't feel that way.
No.
Yeah, I may even like it, and it's not that I may not have feelings or whatever, but
yeah,
I don't. Once we're done, we're done.
Really?
Once we are done,
you couldn't draw like that.
Once we are done. And especially if you break up with me, nigga. Like, if I break up with you, I'm crazy. So that's different. But if you break up with me, nah. We done. You like, you gonna get, so that you can break up with me twice? Nigga, please. No. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Gordon, when they shut that door, they slam it shut.
Or even if he shuts it.
No, really? Well, there's a second door. There's a woman door. That is different from the man door.
The man door. If he shuts his door, I shut my door. And my door is very...
That door is heavy.
Yeah.
That door...
yeah.
See, there's a difference between an apartment door and a house door. His door is made out of polycarbonate.
Now, my door, like, it's like a trap house door. My door is made for police battering rams.
That motherfucker is steel with a... The steel with a rubber insert so you can't bounce the goddamn battering ram off it.
It's a nigga on Mount Olympus that forged my door. My door has been forged.
By Hep, what's his name? Damn.
Hephaestus?
Yeah, Hephaestus.
Hephaestus?
So you telling me your door, like, there's a door that got that turn, lock where you got to use both hands to turn it. Like it's Wheel of Fortune. No, it's not Wheel of Fortune. It's
Price is Right.
Price is Right. Yes.
Yeah. When they shut that door, it's a vault door.
It takes two people and the moon shining on a very specific spot to open it.
Sweet Jesus.
And I don't. I had one ex where I severed contact, and this was like my first. We getting real tonight.
Yeah, we getting real. Okay. Strong, buckle up.
My first love, actually. And we got back together because I thought it was because we were young. And then I found out it was actually no, because it's not that he was a fuck nigga because he was young. He was a fuck nigga because he was a fuck nigga.
This is the second round?
We had a second round, and we actually, like, we were young and we hadn't had sex like the first round. So the second round, we actually had sex. And it was some mid. And I was like, the dick ain't slapping enough for you to be acting like this. Right. And so, like, when he started being himself, I was low-key glad, because I didn't want to have to pretend like I like that. And I don't, like, and I don't want to just, like, put it on him. Like, I don't know that we were vibing. So maybe it was very mid for him, too. And God bless, because it's your business what happens when you're down there. Like, I hope you're having a good time.
I'm sorry, Mel. I got to ask you.
What?
What is mid-sex look like?
It was like the 40-degree day of sex. Yeah. It was just like, okay.
Overcast. Not necessarily raining, but gray.
Like, you ain't calling in for work for it, you know?
Nah.
Like, when I was hurt by the fact that it was supposed to hurt me. Like, I was hurt by him deliberately being hurtful. But, like, the actual, that was, like, easy. Like, I didn't want to have to, like, pretend and decode to figure out how to make the sex good. So I was good on the breakup.
I have so many questions.
You've never just had, like, mid-sex?
Nah, he's a man. It's just, we just need friction. We just need friction and warmth.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, visual friction and warmth makes it spectacular. For 90% of the time.
I feel like pussy can be mid, though. I don't know.
No. All right. I'm stepping here. I've had mid sex. Still was good sex, but mid sex. But we gave it the college try. It was the one of the times that I put on the I put on the condom inside out, and that numbing sensation took me out. And that was mid as fuck. And then we tried it again.
You are the reason that there are instructions on condoms. Because what the fuck? That had to be hard as hell to put on.
You've never been excited to to just go in, have you? Have you?
But it rolls direction. You have to deliberately, like, reach in and pull, right?
And he was doing the boot scoop boogie.
Oh my god. All right. Yes. Like, I should have read the instructions, but she supplied the condom. I was like, all right, let's do it. And then, like, I was very, very eager.
But and I don't think that, like, if I had mid sex, right. I don't presume that it was any better for him than it was for me.
It broke. But we still were, because
it was, you were wearing it wrong.
Definitely. Yeah.
Why it broke.
I wish there was a referee or something, or someone to tell me, like, there needs to be NFL referees for sex. Like, as soon as you put the condom on wrong, someone throws a flag, I'm like, not inappropriate.
Right in the side of your head.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like the pressure is different for dudes or whatever. And I also think that a lot of women, because of how dudes are, we think that automatically our sex is good. And maybe, I don't know. But I do not, it's not that I don't care. I'm hoping for the best for you. I'm hoping that you're having a good time.
No, but be real.
God bless.
Be real. Do you care whether they have a good time or not?
I care. To an extent. Like, I mean,
that pause.
Much,
got
okay,
me.
I'm gonna put this like much like Wanda Sykes. I too am an entertainer, so you know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, I'm gonna.
Oh.
Give it the old.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. Hello,
you
my
know, I'm gonna put on a show. It's. I'm gonna make sure I'm trying to make sure you have a good time, but if for some reason it's not your jam, did my best.
Hey, I be trying my best all the time, but I'm telling you right now.
But sometimes it can be mid. Sometimes sex is just mid.
How do you like? You know what? Can we go around the room? Well, can we go around the room and talk about mid sex? I'll tell you this about mid sex. I always come back to mid sex and be like, "Hey, we tried it. Thank you for your good effort." It's like a.
Wait, do you saying you come back for another turn, or you come back and discuss it?
No, I come back and try for another turn. And if it's been again, I'm like, well, we tried. All right, good game. And I walk away. Shake hands, high five, walk away.
I've done that before. Like, maybe we just had an off day, and it's just like, sometimes the sex isn't mid because the person is not good. I think sometimes we're just not compatible. Like, we're just not vibing. Like, we're not on the same wavelength. And that can be totally, totally possible.
It's like, sometimes it's like putting non-premium gas in the Benz. Yeah, it still works, but it's going to
knock. Yeah. Like, you're going to get there.
Is it going to
be
now
your shit knocking?
No. Yeah. Your check engine light on, all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Me personally,
you got to get your alignment. Person, It's just, nah.
I can't give out mid because my motherfucking self-esteem is too fragile.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
I can't handle it. I've never excelled as a student. I haven't excelled as an employee. If there is one aspect of my life I have to give my all, it's that I devoid giving mid sex. I've never been employee of the month.
Well, I'm a really good writer, so it's gonna have to balance out.
I'm not a good
editor. I'm a really good writer, and I could cook. I hope it's top notch. I really be trying, you know. I really, really, I put it on the field, but you know,
I go out there like Rudy. Rudy was not gonna let his shortcomings keep him from becoming a Notre Dame legend.
Oh man. Nah, why not?
Why do I see it? I see you at kickoff.
Suiting up. Why are you wearing a helmet?
Sarom's the jittery one just shaking for the kickoff. I'm sorry.
Be right, like Busy Bee from Sunset Park.
Oh my God. No.
I'm here to do a job.
Exactly.
This nigga out here giving his all.
Every time. Cannot deal with the aftermath of a bad session. I ain't built for it. Like, you ever see dudes say they ain't gonna do everything the first time?
Yeah.
Because they, you know, I mean, I don't know her like that. I'm not gonna do all that shit. Nigga, please. First time, 2006. I went all out.
Mel, have you ever been in a session that you just gave half performance?
No. I don't think, it's not so much that I give have performance. I just think we're not always all compatible. And sometimes, like, some people you're just really in tune with, and like first time, boom, it's like that. But every once in a while, it'll still be all right, kind. You know, but
I mean, yeah, sex is good. It's because sex is good, but
I go with whatever, like, sex is like pizza. Like, for the most part, you have to really go out of your way to fuck up pizza.
You really do. You have to go,
because we could even, like, we have fond memories of that nasty ass school cafeteria pizza. Rectangle. Is that the best pizza you've ever had? No.
No.
Fond memories, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fond memories. Sometimes we all like pizza day. It was what we had.
Yeah.
Wait. Rome, what you were saying?
I was just saying rectangle pizza day is still a good day.
Yeah.
It just ain't the best pizza you ever had. It's,
but
and
no,
like you have to say, it's what you have.
I put it all on the field. I do put it all on the field. But I also know that we won't always, you know, sometimes you don't need a bitch that's going to run the slant. You know what I'm saying? It's just not.
She went across the middle.
Yeah, she definitely went across the Mel.
Like, right move, wrong team. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do. I pick up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Like, do we need a downhill runner in this West Coast offense? No, we don't.
Like, the Wildcat works for some teams.
It does. I remember.
But do you need the deep ball? You see what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I do. Mel, why don't you coach LSU? What the fuck is
this? I could. I need to coach the Broncos.
Oh, I saw that. Y'all gonna hear this after the fact. But yep. Does anybody else feel bad for Russell Wilson?
No. Serome, you said something to me, and it hasn't changed my mind ever since. Russell Wilson is the Black Ned Flanders, and I can't.
I like him though. I want to see him win.
No, I like him as a person, but I don't think
too.
He has the killer instinct that you need for a QB to perform the way people count on him.
Mel, Serome, I
didn't
curse
put up
you.
30, though.
He laying that dick down, though. That much
yeah.
I do know.
that nigga is focused on that uterus.
Pipe it up. He pipes it up every single week. Goddamn week. Oh my god. Wait. I don't want them. Yeah, Russell Wilson, he clearly is piping it up. Shout out to you, Russell Wilson. Let's ride. That sounds pseudo.
As somebody who has been pregnant before, you really gotta be coming with it to convince a woman to have more than two kids.
Yeah.
Because I had my second one, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
To get somebody to take that ride four times.
I ain't met the dick yet.
Yeah, he slick his hell back and he get in that thing and he get to doing what he need to do. But Sierra's like, yeah, I'm gonna do this four times.
I'm sorry. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? What? Oh man.
He slick his hair back. He slick his hair back like Kurt Russell in the 80s.
Thank you so much. Cause you're probably right.
Hell yeah, you do. You know you do. You don't go out there with the curls. It's time for business.
If he have another kid, you know he said let's ride before they got into it.
Absolutely. They're having another kid. She's pregnant right now.
She's pregnant right now.
Shut the fuck up.
She is pregnant right now.
This is her fourth.
God damn. Yo, Russell's a menace. Black Ned fell. Ned Flanders is a menace.
No, he's not a menace. It's just a perfect equation. I have $175 million. I have a beautiful wife I am deadly in love with and is in love with me. I play for a team that is going nowhere. I am not wearing condoms nor pulling out.
Dick is all I got.
Dick is all I got. And that, my friends, is Bad Advice Show Sports Analyst for the week.
I'm sorry. That's the best bad advice we've ever had on the show. This dude is literally just digging down and making babies while the team is brutally losing. Yep. Yep.
Yep. I mean,
right move,
defense.
Wrong team.
Yeah. Jesus. He moved to a higher altitude so that her orgasms were better. He doesn't give a fuck about their team.
You're
like,
right.
I know you like breath play. How about if it was hard to breathe altogether?
Put the
I'm
water
tired.
across the room.
Oh my God. All right. Damn.
We should do more sports analysts because there's a lot of teams out there that we talked about.
There's so many teams that we could talk about. Like literally, like Russell Wilson and him losing but still having babies, which is amazing to me. We could talk about the Falcons quarterback and how they want to put Heinicke in there. And that dude clearly is a gecko slash beer dude. And like, as somebody from Georgia, please be honest with me. How do you feel about Atlanta football?
Oh, how do I feel about it? I feel about it the same way I approach Atlanta football, the same way I approach my father. Yes, I wanted him to be there for me, but he showed over and over again that he could not commit to that duty. So what I did is distance myself from him, and that way he can't hurt me anymore. That's how I feel about the Falcons. If I don't care about you, you can't hurt me no more.
Oh my God.
We're going to video so soon. We need to go to video so soon because there's no reason why you guys don't need to see me and Mel look at each other and look away.
Thrones, childhood trauma.
Chess. A chess.
Mel looked at me and covered her mouth. Mel looked at me and covered her goddamn mouth. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, everybody. We're gonna have video. Like, just we're gonna have videos.
Video. Sweet baby Jesus something. In a manger.
In a manger.
One more team.
What? Okay, everybody pick one more team that has to be discussed, and we don't know what's going on with them.
Mel, you're up. Prepare yourself. The Saints.
Do we not know what's going on with the Saints? Because I know what's going on with the Saints. You put your fucking faith in Dennis Allen and Derek Carr. That's what's going on with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Who the Derek fuck Carr told you to do that? You put your faith in Dennis Allen, Pete Carmichael, and Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Derek he played Carr longer than Aaron Rodgers. That's nice.
Yeah, he did.
Mel, did you really just take a stab at Aaron Rodgers?
Every chance I get.
Listen.
I'm taking every stab I can at Hugh Brees. Every chance I get.
Listen, I gotta stop you because like you can't take a stab at Aaron Rodgers because like New York is really we're down. The man ran out the American flag and then his leg gave way. And then we just was like, the fuck? Did you wait? I didn't see.
I'm
you
not
guys
celebrating his injury by any means.
Wait, you guys didn't see the clip. So, like, when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, somebody said it was like watching your best friend fucking your wife. New York sports analyst is the wildest shit in the world. I like, I don't wish it on my enemies, but like, I really think they need to hear it.
Yeah, I wouldn't play up there to save my life. Y'all niggas say the most disgusting shit in the paper.
We really do. We really do. And, like, I feel bad. Like, anybody, like, if you know anyone that wants to be an athlete and they get drafted to the New York team, tell them I apologize. Because, like, we say the wildest shit. And, like, I don't know how people handle that shit at all.
I don't know. Like his welfare queen mom, he's a hustler. What?
Jesus.
What the fuck you say about me? I'm a running back. My team that I picked to talk about is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because Mike Tomlin is going gray under that hat. This is a whole snow cap up there. Because they're stretching this man out.
Can I just say I love Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has been the epitome of black culture,
grace,
class,
power, class, discipline. His team has been ass goat nuts. Rooster doodle and cat shit.
And January 6th, Pittsburgh will do everything short of calling him a nigga to his face.
Everything.
Oh my God, Mel, I forgot you lived in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So you know.
Boy, it used to be wild on Mondays.
Mel,
like
please.
there were a lot of conversations that stopped short because I don't know if you've met me, but I definitely look like I'll slap the shit out of you. And they would definitely, Mel gonna slap the shit out of me if I finish the sentence. Actually, I was gonna tell, but
yeah,
also possibly slap the shit out of you.
Oh my God. So like, so you know the hatred for Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Is it racially driven?
A good bit of it, yeah.
Okay.
And boy, when they had Tom, was it? I'm trying to remember. Was Vic? Vic was in, was a steal
yeah,
for a
Vic,
while, right?
Yeah, Vic was a steal for
boy,
a while.
Boy, let me tell you. They had a nigga coach and a nigga who killed dogs. Listen.
Oh, wow. Mal, and you were in Pittsburgh?
I was in Pittsburgh when he was up there. Yeah.
I know you heard all of it.
Nigga. Nigga.
They should call that stadium the fucking the round slur.
They were sounding like 1965 in that bitch.
45. Old school slurs.
Like, I didn't even cricket. Know that word.
Yo, moon cricket is such an old school term, but it still hits. Ooh,
it all hits. It's just things. Moon cricket and spear chuckle or some shit that I'll make me fight on the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I burned down a village.
I slightly, maybe the word, I'm going to use the word enjoy, even though it's not the appropriate word. But I enjoy it a little bit when racists get creative with their schisms.
You know,
I mean, Uncle Ruckus was on to something. He said, next time you want to call a darky nigga, call that coon a jungle bunny instead. I appreciate the creativity.
I
like,
smirk
keep it
before
spicy.
I throw my fist.
Because, like, sometimes you get desensitized. It's like, nigga, oh, whoa, no nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, but, like, bring back coon so you can get punched in the mouth.
All right.
I'm going to smirk before I swing on you.
Switch it up to keep your shit quick.
Yeah. Nigga called me a porch monkey. I paused before I slapped him.
All right. Mal brought it up early in the show. And, like, I feel like I need to get this off my chest.
Oh, boy.
I did a show at a I did a private show. As a comedian, sometimes people call you and ask you to come to their houses and do a show. Jerome, have you ever been there?
Of course.
Yeah. So you know how awkward that could be.
Every time. Performing in somebody's domicile is the weirdest shit ever, and I hate it.
So they didn't give me their address when we were negotiating price. They just told me the town and we negotiated price. And I showed up to the house and I went, damn, I got to charge these niggas more.
Yeah. You thought it was a $500 show. You saw the motherfucking cashmere sofas. You was like, oh, this was a $1,250 show. At least.
The price is the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to remind yourself of that.
Yeah.
Dude, like, listen, if anyone listening to this, please. Please always get the address of where you're going to be working at. Look it up and make sure you know, because they shorted me. They shorted me big time.
Pull up the house on Zillow and charge accordingly.
Yes. Oh, Sarome is absolutely right. Pull it up and then charge them out their ass. But they didn't do that. They refused to give me the address. They just told me the town. I thought it was a college town, so I charged them one price. And then when I got there, I was like, you motherfuckers.
This is a granite Italian marble goddamn kitchen island. You can afford more.
18-foot ceilings, bro.
Hell no.
Yeah. 18-foot ceilings. I looked up. I was like, I should murder you motherfuckers. should murder all you motherfuckers because I should not be up here doing jokes for you guys at this price right here. But I did the show.
18-foot ceilings. You did the show.
Yep, I did the show. It was 18-foot ceilings, and like, like as I looked at, like, when I tell you the TV was big as giant stadium, I've never seen a TV this big in a residential home. And I did the show, and me and the only other black people that were there, we were very, like, we bonded. We bonded. We like, yo, black people, when you see other black folks out in the wild, and we working together, yo, dap them up. I don't care what you're doing. Just dap them up and let you know, like, hey, nigga, I'm doing the same shit you doing.
I judge black people who don't at least give the head nod or the wave or something.
Yeah, I judge it too.
Wait, why do y'all judge it? Because I want to tell y'all one last part.
Because why are you comfortable being alone with this many white people and not trying to find no company allies? You gonna let them jump me? Like, I want to know. Like, if the race war starts here, I feel like if you don't do the head nod or the wave or something, you're gonna testify against me.
Mm-hmm. So Mel, what's your thing? Do you do the head nod or you do a dap up?
I'll introduce myself. Like, if I'm at conferences or whatever and I see black people, I make sure that every black person I see, I introduce myself.
All right.
And it's on you if maybe you don't like me specifically, so I can, you know, because I ain't for everybody. But, like, I need to at least see you with at least one of the other black people in the room. Right.
So, what do you do in that situation when you the only black person you see, like, the other, and you see another black person? What do you
I head nod, but I nod down and I make direct eye contact, like, I see you, I got you. Because if I nod up, you're gonna think I'm saying, what's up, what's going on around here? No, I'm head nodding down, let you know, nigga, I see what's going on here. I got
if I didn't know Saron and it was just us in a room full of white folks, I am gonna, like, OJ leap over niggas, over white folks, to get to him, because I need to know that this nigga is on my team.
They're gonna come in for the hug, and I'm gonna give it a hug.
Like, we, it's us.
Are you hugging in front of? Are you, wait, Mel? If you see Saron,
my brother. Goddamn right. Right. Have you seen him? He looked like he could fight.
Yes, I know Saron. Like, I've been at multiple parties with Saron, and like, people, it's Saron.
He is arm barring us to freedom. I know it.
Saron has given me the most freedom in my life. I say that right now, because I've been to multiple bars and saloons, and I've acted a fool. And then people, like, while I'm acting a fool, people are like, why are you acting like this? And I go, I'm with that dude. And I just walked away. And Saron don't know. He just knows.
Now, absolutely. No. Absolutely. And then when you talk to him, he sound black as fuck. So you know he's not one of those, you know, like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
We getting out of this one.
Bro, I'm sorry, brother. Yeah, you country as hell. I love when you speak in public when people don't know you, because people hear your accent and go, oh, I better not try anything.
Yeah, this is true.
This nigga's burned down a barn before.
We are definitely going to be able to fight our way out of it. I mean, at least get to safety. We might not be able to beat everybody.
But we're getting out of this goddamn saloon.
Yep.
And I am shockingly vicious. So what I lack in strength, I make up for in the willingness to do unspeakable things for my safety.
Unspeakable shit. I'll be in the corner like, that's an eyeball. Oh
my God.
That ain't no good.
I was talking to an ex one time, and I was talking about something I would do to a person that was significantly large. He was like, you could permanently disfigure a person doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the point of me doing it. Because I don't like to fight, so I don't want people thinking that this is just like something you just walk into lightly. I really don't like fighting.
I'm so happy you said that, Mel.
I don't like, I feel like we're going on forever, but whatever. I feel like people who are always like jumping into fights and like jumping into talking about fighting, I'll be like, you don't be fighting like that. Or you just pick fights you can win.
Yeah.
Because people would be fighting. That shit is work.
Work. Hard work.
That shit is work.
Oof. When the last time y'all been in a good fight? I don't even know why I asked it like that, but like, yeah.
It's been a while. I don't really be fighting like that anymore. I mean, I'm in my 40s. And then shit, it's exhausting. Like, I get tired when I stay up past 11:30. So fighting, you know, I'll do it if I have to.
Jesus Christ, Mel.
It's
like,
the truth, though. That's the truth. I'm out of here tonight at 11:45. I don't give a fuck what I was up to.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love
so
it.
I don't really be trying to scrap like that.
No, look, no one's trying to scrap.
People my age who talk about scrapping, either you've got some real serious issues that you really work out, you trying to work out, and you're kind of a bully, so you fight
talk
people that you pick easy fights.
Talk about it.
You like you people my because if you're fighting like your match or greater in your 40s, and you got a job. Because you're gonna have to use your PTO for like 3 days.
At least.
Oh man. On that note,
it's been a wonderful time with the Bad Advice Show family. I'm so glad to talk to y'all again. It's been wonderful, Gordon. Wonderful, Mel. We talked about so much shit tonight. We went on a little long tonight, but hope that y'all enjoyed the extra content. Thank y'all again for joining us for another week. It was all alone this week. We have another slew of guests coming up in the following weeks. So make sure y'all
make sure to check out shows. We had Ariel Leady, who is hilarious. And also the very hilarious Charles Moore.
That's the homie. All them both homies.
I think you called them horny, but we'll just move past it.
Yeah, we're gonna move past that.
Yeah, all right, listen, but thank y'all again for coming.
Thank y'all. We love y'all.
Yes, we definitely do love y'all. But before we go, we got to do our traditional log off lines. Hey, Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at the Gates of Mel. The O is a zero on all platforms. And as I have been saying, you can find me a job.
And Sarone, where can people find you?
I will be headlining at the world famous DC Improv December 28th through the 30th. This year, this will be my first headlining gig. So make sure y'all come check me out for that. I'm going to record an hour to put up on YouTube and out as an audio album. So make sure you come and check me out for that.
And as for me, I'm Gordon Baker Bone. You can find me on BakerBone.com and also various places. But if you're in Boston, October 20th, please come out to Drunk Black History. It's going to be a fantabulous time.
And a lituation, if you will.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a lituation. And we're going to talk some more about that. But guys, thank you guys so much for listening to the Bad Advice Show. Hashtag Bad Advice Show. If you liked it, loved it, had comments, post it on there. And we'll talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend. Peace.
It's the Bad Advice Show.